we're talking about a variety of issues of importance to the states: our energy future, infrastructure for transportation and telecommunications, healthcare reform that's high on the national agenda now, and of course the general economy and fiscal crises that we're confronting. This is an extraordinary time in the history of the United States and of the individual states. We're facing budget shortfalls of collectively $200 billion next year. Unemployment continues to rise. Revenues are still falling. This is a time when gubernatorial leadership is more important than ever. So coming together to talk with my colleagues gives us a chance to hear what's going on in other states and try to work together to accomplish our goals. We had a meeting this past week of legislative leaders and our state's economists to get the update on how things are going in Vermont, and it's still going in the wrong direction. We expect revenues to be even less robust than we had anticipated just a few short months ago. So this is still a serious time. Generally, it's the year after a recession when state budgets are more stressed than in the year of the recession. So this is going to be with us for a while. This is a challenging time for our country. We've got huge budget problems in the states. We've got a huge national debt that needs to be addressed. The states have to assert ourselves in our traditional roles of resisting unfunded mandates from Washington, to work with our national partners, but to make sure that they don't put responsibilities on the states without coming up with the money to fund them. Interacting with the federal government is going to be important, especially in these challenging times.